This poem is called Commercial for a Summer Night. I wrote it in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where I was teaching in a visiting position. And it's a place of hot summer nights, as you can imagine. And when you walk through the neighborhoods, you would often see people had moved their television sets on a long extension cord out into the backyard. And the backyards would be fenced in or whatever, but you could sort of see the blue lights around the neighborhood, and you could hear the murmur of the little voices of various television series like Friends going on. It seemed to me, you know, sort of beautifully resourceful on the part of the citizens to be able to take their indoor pleasure outdoors. And it also just seemed like a particular kind of postmodernist image, these blue lights coming out of backyards. And at the time I wrote it, it's one of those poems where I thought, wow, this poem is as good or better as any poem I've ever written. And I don't know whether it is, but I still like it. Commercial for a Summer Night. That one night in the middle of the summer, when people move their chairs outside and put their TVs on the porch, so the dark is full of murmuring blue lights. We were drinking beer with the sound off, watching the figures on the screen, the boned blondes, the lean-jawed guys who decorate the perfume and the cars, the pretty ones the merchandise is wearing this year. Alex said, I wish they made a shooting gallery using people like that. Greg said, that woman has a PhD in face. Then we saw a preview for a movie about a movie star who was having a movie made about her. And Boz said, this country is getting stupider every year. And Greg said that things were better in the 60s. And Russ said that Harold Bloom said that Nietzsche said that nostalgia was the blank check issued to a weak mind. And Greg said, they didn't have checks back then, stupid. And Susan said, it's too bad you guys can't get spell check for your brains. Then Greg left and Margaret arrived, and a breeze carried honeysuckle fumes across the yard. And Alex finished his quart of beer, and Boz leaned back in his chair, and the beautiful people on the TV screen moved back and forth and back, looking very much now like shooting gallery ducks. And we sat in quiet pleasure on the shore of night, as a tide came in and turned and carried us, folding chairs and all, far out from the coastline of America, in a perfect commercial for our lives.